Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. The family of Charlotte Lester has been searching for her for over 2 years. Sadly, that search has ended. Hunters have located Charlotte's remains in the Wood River Arcadia Management Area in Rhode Island. On Sunday, November 17th, 2024, authorities received a call that prompted an immediate response. A human skull had been found in the woods. The process of identifying the remains positively would take a couple of days and would have to be done using dental records. She was identified officially on November 19th, 2024. Charlotte Lester had been found. After missing for almost 2.5 years, the family finally has some answers. Circumstances had already been pointing to a worst-case scenario, but without Charlotte, no one knew exactly what happened. But, as per usual in cases like these, the path to justice isn't over yet. A man was arrested on Tuesday, November 19th, 2024, and charged with first-degree murder. That man was arraigned on Wednesday, November 20th, 2024, and thankfully was denied bail. Meanwhile, detectives and prosecutors will build their case, and Charlotte's family can put her to rest properly. The search for Charlotte Lester is over, and she can finally be brought home.
No, obviously I'm not Colonel Connor. He's away on vacation. I'm Commander Michael Lima. I'm the deputy chief here at the police department. So on behalf of Colonel Connor, the Warwick Police Department is saddened to announce that human remains have been found and have been positively identified as belonging to Charlotte Lester, who was reported missing on May 16th, 2022. We extend our deepest condolences to Charlotte's family and loved ones during this incredible, difficult time. Our thoughts are with them as they process this tragic loss. We want to acknowledge the extraordinary efforts of all volunteers, community members, the Attorney General's Office, the Rhode Island State Police, and neighboring law enforcement agencies who supported us in this investigation. Their assistance and dedication were invaluable in helping bring answers to Charlotte's family. I would also like to thank the detectives and officers here at the Warwick Police Department for their unwavering commitment and tireless work on this case. Their perseverance and dedication to justice have been crucial throughout this challenging investigation. We can also confirm that a suspect, Mark Perkins, has been arrested in connection with Charlotte Lester's death. He is currently in custody, charged with first-degree murder. This case will now proceed to the judicial system, and we are committed to seeking justice for Charlotte and her loved ones. This is an ongoing investigation, and we ask for the public's continued cooperation and respect. If anyone has additional information related to this case, we ask that you please contact Detective Nadine Parmenter at 401-468-4200.
Hello, and welcome to an extra episode of the Where Are They podcast. I always have conflicting feelings about these update episodes, especially when the ending is tragic and heartbreaking. On the one hand, we do have some answers. Loved ones can begin the next chapter of healing. I hate to say closure because I don't know if there truly is ever closure in cases like this. The This is an update episode on the story of Charlotte Lester, a Rhode Island mom who vanished under very suspicious circumstances back in May of 2022. I first covered Charlotte's story in August of 2023, just over a year ago, and today I can tell you this week that Charlotte has been found deceased. This was an outcome that many believed was forthcoming due to the clues that were pointing in that direction. There was also a person of interest in the case almost from day one, and it was that person of interest who was arrested and charged with Charlotte's murder. I'm going to jump right into Charlotte's story. I will link her full episode from 2023 if you'd like a little more background on Charlotte and her case. I'd suggest listening to that one first, but here is a quick background on Charlotte's case. Charlotte Lester was 44 years old in 2022 and was living in Warwick, Rhode Island. She lived alone, and she was said to be in a few different romantic relationships. The one constant in her life was her beloved dog, Chloe. When Chloe was found wandering the streets aimlessly with no Charlotte in sight, everyone knew that something was wrong. Charlotte would never leave Chloe, who was her best friend. They were never far apart, yet here was Chloe, and Charlotte was nowhere to be found. After some investigating, it was determined the last time Charlotte was seen or heard from was May 16th, 2022. Her red Toyota Tacoma pickup truck was also missing. Almost immediately, one of the men in Charlotte's life would become a person of interest. He was acting suspiciously and did have a history of some strange behavior. Authorities went over to Mark's house to search, and while he maintained his innocence, evidence was found in his home that caused him to become the one and only person of interest or suspect in her disappearance. Blood spatter was found in her bedroom, and it was discovered that he had just bought a brand new mattress in the first couple days after Charlotte vanished. Detectives also found a stained shirt and bleach in his home. On May 23rd, 1 week after Charlotte was last seen and 4 days after Chloe, the poodle, had been found abandoned, Charlotte's Toyota Tacoma pickup truck was located. It was parked in the parking lot of the Kent Hospital. This hospital was just a few miles from Charlotte's home. Some papers were also found tossed in the nearby woods, papers that turned out to be letters addressed to Charlotte. Surveillance video from the hospital would eventually show Mark Perkins parking her truck there and walking away. Law enforcement also uncovered some video from some neighboring houses, specifically video that showed that for 2 days, Mark was driving around with what looked like a mattress in the back of his truck. Then one day, Mark left the house for about 3 hours, and when he returned home, the mattress was gone. In August of 2022, Mark was arrested after attacking John, a local radio host who was live streaming outside of his home on Staples Avenue in Warwick, Rhode Island. He was pushing for answers on Charlotte's whereabouts, and Mark Perkins didn't like it. This escalated into an argument that would become physical. Mark Perkins shoved a lawnmower at John and took his cell phone away from him while he was streaming, and put it in his home where it was later recovered. John was arrested for trespassing, but Mark would also be arrested for disorderly conduct, larceny, and vandalism. John has continued the coverage of Charlotte's case and has been a great resource to the family to keep Charlotte's name and story out there. Over the last couple years, however, media on Charlotte's case was minimal, and it would soon become clear that authorities did possibly have more evidence than they were releasing to the public. It seems their eyes were on Mark the entire time. They lacked enough evidence to bring forth any charges. Mark continued to maintain his innocence, but surprisingly, many of his own family members came forward to speak out, saying that they themselves were not convinced of his innocence in Charlotte's disappearance. This brings us to the present day and hunting season 2024. On Sunday, November 17th, 2024, while out hunting an area of land in between Exeter, Rhode Island, and West Greenwich, Rhode Island, some hunters came across a human skull. They immediately notified authorities. This wooded area is part of what is considered the Wood River Arcadia Management Area and was an area that law enforcement believed Charlotte may have been in. They immediately believed the remains might belong to Charlotte, but they kept hush about their beliefs until they had positive identification. Sure enough, using dental records to be certain, the body was identified as Charlotte Lester. Charlotte had finally been found. On Tuesday, November 19th, 2024, Mark Perkins was charged with first-degree murder. During his arraignment on Wednesday, November 20th, 2024, Mark was denied bail. Charlotte can finally be brought home and put to rest properly. There are still a lot of unanswered questions, of course, and this is still an ongoing investigation. I'm sure we will learn more once the trial, if there is one, begins. In the meantime, this is one court case I will be following very closely. Sadly, this is the outcome that everyone was expecting, but it still makes the discovery and the finality of finding Charlotte completely heartbreaking for her family. Please continue to keep her family and friends in your thoughts and prayers, especially as we head into this holiday season. It's sure to be a tough time for everyone. As I had mentioned, Charlotte's story is still ongoing as detectives continue to build their case against Mark Perkins while he awaits trial. They are asking anyone who might have any information. This could be information regarding Mark, regarding Charlotte in her last couple days and weeks, or even if you thought you might have seen something suspicious, to come forward with your tips. You can reach Detective Parmenter at 401-468-4200. Charlotte was just 44 years old when she vanished. She was a mother to three children, and she was a friend to so many. Charlotte was known to be so kind, often giving to the homeless and volunteering at local clothing drives. She lived by the mantra, do 20 good deeds a day. Charlotte enjoyed taking her poodle, Chloe, out for walks and feeding the ducks, visiting local parks, and frequenting local restaurants and shops. Everyone loved Charlotte for her kindness and what was described as her magnetic personality. Charlotte enjoyed staying active and being fit. Additionally, she suffered from alopecia, an autoimmune disorder that causes hair loss. Because of this, Charlotte often wore different wigs to cover her own sparse, short brown hair. Charlotte did not deserve the violence that would come to her. She did not deserve to be taken from this earth so tragically, and her children did not deserve to lose their mother. Let's keep fighting for justice for Charlotte. If you are local to Warwick, Rhode Island, and have any additional information or updates, please reach out to me at canwefindthem@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning into this update episode. We don't know much yet. I will keep you posted as things develop, but finding Charlotte has been a long time coming. Make sure you are following us over on the socials. I will try and post any updates over there as soon as they come in. There are a few other trials that I am keeping a close eye on for 2025. Those involve the cases of Michigan mom Deanne Warner, the little sweet baby Angel Overstreet, and possibly upcoming updates in the stories of Aisha Degree, Kendra Batello, Tiffany Foster, and Shannon Collins. Any updates will be shared as they come in. It does look to be a busy 2025. Thanks again for tuning in to Charlotte Lester's update episode. We will be back again very soon with another unsolved missing persons case. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.